This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian officials say that Russia launched a drone attack on the capital, Kyiv. It was the first attack of the war in 12 days. The head of the Kyiv city administration said Sunday that all of the Iranian-made exploding drones were detected and shot down. The surrounding Kyiv region was also targeted. Officials in the Ukraine capital did not provide an exact number of drones that attacked the city. A social media troll factory owned by Russian mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin to allegedly influence public opinion in the United States and other countries has reportedly been disbanded. The latest fallout from the stunning mutiny he staged with the Wagner Group fighters in June. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
The U.S. government and European Union have long accused Prigozhin of funding an organization known as the Internet Research Agency, which Washington says is a troll farm that tried to meddle in the 2016 presidential election. Prigozhin himself has previously admitted to interfering in U.S. elections and that he founded and financed the organization, although the Kremlin has always denied any interference.
Poland said on Sunday it will send 500 police to shore up security at its border with Belarus to cope with rising numbers of migrants crossing, as well as any potential threats after the Wagner Group of mercenaries relocated to Belarus. Australia has become the first country to allow psychiatrists to prescribe certain psychedelic substances to patients with depression.
Australian physicians can now prescribe doses of MDMA, also known as ecstasy, for PTSD. Psilocybin, the psychoactive ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms, can also now be given to people who have hard-to-treat depression. The country put the two drugs on the list of approved medicines by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. The growing cultural acceptance has led two U.S. states, Oregon and Colorado, to approve measures for their use. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. Thousands of hotel workers in Southern California walked off the job on Sunday, demanding higher pay and better benefits in what the union is calling the largest strike in its history. Cooks, room attendants, dishwashers, servers, bellmen, and front desk agents at hotels were picketing outside major hotels in Los Angeles and Orange counties. Members of Unite Here Local 11 voted 96% in favor of authorizing that strike. The union is seeking better wages, improved health care benefits, higher pension contributions, and less strenuous workloads. The farewell to Indiana Jones tops the box office this weekend, but moviegoers did not rush to see the new film. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
You found something on a train during the war.
What they didn't find in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny was huge enthusiasm. The final installment of Harrison Ford's iconic Archaeologist brought in an estimated $60 million in its debut weekend in North America, well below estimates and about 25% of its production budget. Second place went to Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Elemental came in third with No Hard Feelings, and Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, rounding out the top five. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump marked a return to the large-scale rallies of his previous presidential campaigns, speaking to a massive crowd gathered in the streets of a small South Carolina city on a blazing summer weekend. The heavily Republican area is popular for GOP hopefuls as they aim to attract support for the South Carolina's first in the South presidential primary. In recent months, other candidates, including the Florida governor Ron DeSantis, the former vice president Mike Pence, and the biotech entrepreneur, have all held events in the upstate, as well as the two South Carolinians in the Orleanians in the race. Former Governor Nikki Haley and U.S. Senator Tim Scott. None drew an audience like Trump. His appearance effectively shuttered Pickens' quintessential southern downtown. Twitter owner Elon Musk has limited the number of tweets users can use or view each day, and he just described the restrictions as an attempt to prevent unauthorized scraping of potentially valuable data from the social media platform. The site is now requiring people to log on to view tweets and profiles. That's a change in its longtime practice to allow everyone to peruse the chatter. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.